Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Patience is the greatest of gifts. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, who has promised those who are patient the finest ultimate abode, and who has bestowed upon them His bounty beyond all measure. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I counsel you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, consciousness of Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِعْ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجَرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, those who have taqwa of Allah and are patient, then surely Allah never allows the reward of those who excel in goodness to be lost. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Our khutbah today concerns a noble virtue, which is beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is something that is a virtue towards which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants abundant reward. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, the patient will be given their reward without measure. Brothers and sisters, this virtue that we're discussing today is that of patience or sabr. And this virtue has been mentioned in more than 90 places in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran. And this is because patience as a quality is so transformative in that it literally demonstrates our ability to restrain the soul from wrongdoing and commensurately lead it towards virtue. And so in this capacity, sabr, or patience, is the rope by which the prophets orientate themselves towards the straight path. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the nature of these prophets and those who follow them in patterns of leadership by saying, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we made amongst them, from them, leaders who guided by our command when, a lamma sabaru, when they were patient. So brothers and sisters, when we walk the path of patience, when we take the road to demonstrating patience, then we should know we are emulating the very path of the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, upon them all be peace and blessings. And it was through the demonstration of such patience that they were showing what true leadership is. And so that we find these verses and other verses speaking about the patience of the prophets Nuh alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam. May peace and blessings be upon all of them. The prophets Noah, Jacob, Ishmael, Job, as they are known. Peace and blessings be upon all of them. And if we take the example of Ayyub alayhi salam, then we see that he became ill after enjoying good health. And he was then tested with the loss of his wealth and loved ones. And yet in all of that, he remained patient, seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being content with his decree. And so the Quran literally enshrines and shows his supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the midst of this, when he said, أَنِّي مَسَّنِّي الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He said, indeed, adversity has touched me, and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored his health to him and increased him in his family and his wealth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. Indeed, we found him patient. What an excellent servant. Indeed, he was of those who constantly turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, brothers and sisters, likewise, we find that our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the finest example of patience before his Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported him with victory and caused his noble remembrance to endure throughout the world in the face of all the hardships that he bore. And so, brothers and sisters, the same is true for all of those who follow his example. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ, that if you are patient, that is certainly better for those who are patient. And so when we reflect on the great Sahaba who were around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find them echoing in the emulation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the same themes. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, is reported to have said, وَجَدْنَا خَيْرَ عَيْشِنَا بِالصَّبَرِ. He said, we found the best part of our lives through patience. And how can it be otherwise when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ أَطَاعًا خَيْرًا وَأَوْصَعَ مِنَ الصَّبَرِ. He said, no one has ever been given a gift better and more expansive than patience. So brothers and sisters, patience is in all dimensions. Patience is not just in the face of difficulties, but also patience in perseverance to commit ourselves to continue and diligently perform acts of worship. So patience, when it comes to goodness and striving and acts of worship, raises one's ranks and carries within it the promise of forgiveness and paradise. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Except for those who are patient and do righteous deeds, for them there is forgiveness and a great reward. So brothers and sisters, patience is also demonstrated in refraining from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, and to avoid temptations and other aspects of sinful conduct. For this type of patience is a protection and is a means of salvation and attaining unto the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. But if you are patient, it's better for you, and Allah is the all-forgiving and most merciful. So brothers and sisters, there's also a patience in the face of affliction. And if we can do that, then the very nature of affliction becomes a means of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once passed by a woman who was weeping over the loss of her child. And he said to her, تَقِ اللَّهِ وَاصْبِرِي, have taqwa of Allah and be patient. And she immediately replied, because she wasn't aware that it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she said, إِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَبْ بِمُصِيبَتِي, you've not suffered what I've suffered. And then when she later realized that it was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who addressed her, she came to him to apologize, but he responded by saying, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى, that indeed true patience is at the first point of that shock of calamity. And what the ulama take from this is the point when the sabr actually becomes most needed, and that demonstrates that door of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's precisely when we find difficulties, precisely when that bitterness is there, that we have a good opinion of Allah and we have patience with Allah, that this becomes a means of drawing nearer to Him and great reward. So brothers and sisters, another dimension of patience is that when we have patience with the process of seeking knowledge and aligning to the path of elevation. And we find Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Moses, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when he was seeking path of knowledge, he said to a person who he was seeking to company, he said, Satajiduni insha Allahu sabira. He said, you will find me, inshallah, from those who are patient. So brothers and sisters, patience is in all of these factors. And patience is also in striving diligently in one's own work and the way that we perform it in a way of excellence. There should also be patience in honorable conduct and generosity, and patience in being people of righteousness. For our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Be patient, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall never allow the reward of those who excel in goodness to be lost. In a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ فِي الصَّبْرِ عَلَى مَا تَكْرَهُ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Know that in patiently enduring what you dislike, there is tremendous good. وَأَنَّ النَّصْرُ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. And that victory comes with patience. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجْ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ. And relief comes with the distress. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And with every hardship comes ease. So brothers and sisters, in those very moments of difficulty, we should know that there is opening coming. And patience is something, brothers and sisters, we all need sometimes reminders for. We all need this help and encouragement from others who can help us in that. And that's why it's amongst the greatest aspects of advice we can exchange with one another. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. The believers are those who encourage one another to patience. So given all of this, brothers and sisters, let us adorn ourselves with patience in all of our affairs, and let us be those who seek patience in our affairs and both our prayer. For someone who does that attains unto this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. O you who believe, seek your help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. So brothers and sisters, we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are patient, and that we attain unto this ma'iyah, this sense of Allah being with us, the sense of Allah's aid being with us, and Allah's care being with us. And that this becomes a means by which we have faraj, we have an opening, we have victory, the nasr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And this is not something difficult for Allah. I say these words of mine and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.